food that's taken between regular meals, you call it
snack.
Now, if you were talking about, okay, you might say now, tomorrow morning, in reference to breakfast, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. I will
eat.
Okay. And then yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
And last week, every day I
ate.
What do you call the stuff people drink for breakfast? The kind of hot beverage?
Coffee.
Yeah. And how do you make coffee? Or, let's see.
Well, in a percolator?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's right. Do you say that you're going, well, you probably just say that. Do you say you're going to make coffee or boil coffee or?
I say I'm going to make coffee.
What would you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Yeah, okay. And out of the table, you drink it out of, at the table, you
drink it out of a glass.
Okay. Now, you might say, the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, but I didn't
break.
Somebody else is
broken.
if I asked you, how much did you drink, you'd say, well, I really
drank.
Yeah. And then you might ask me, well, how much have you?
Well,
I might say
drunk.
Okay. And then, now if you had some people standing around a table, like a group of people,
mm-hmm.
and it was time to begin, you might say, well, if you didn't want them to be standing any longer, you'd say, go ahead and
be seated.
Okay. Now, if somebody comes in the dining room, you might pull out a chair and say, won't you
sit down?
And say, well, so he went ahead and
sat down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody else was standing. They had all
sat down.
Yeah. if you wanted somebody not to wait until something was passed again to them, you'd say, well, go ahead and just go ahead and you ever use help yourself?
Oh, yeah. Help yourself.
Yeah. So you'd say he went ahead and he just went ahead and
helped himself. Yeah.
And since he had already
helped himself.
okay, if somebody were passing food around and you uh-huh. decided not to eat something, you might say, well, no, thank you. I don't
care for any.
Now, if food has been, well, okay, if you heated up some food that you'd already cooked, you'd say that food was
leftover.
Now, do you ever use warmed over?
Yeah.
Would those be, do you use warmed over and leftover exactly the same?
Well, when I think of leftovers, I think of the actual, what was left over.
Yeah.
You know, and warmed overs, more of the act of, you know, doing mm-hmm. it, getting it ready.
Okay. Now, you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to
chew.
Have you ever heard of anything called mush? A dish.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what it is?
I have. Is it grits? You make it out of grits?
Oh, well, it is sort of similar to that. I think it's cornmeal and stuff.
Yeah, and you put milk in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of grits.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you call the thing? It's sort of like grits, only
hominy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call peas and beets and things like that?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And a little plot near a house where you might grow vegetables.
A garden.
Starch, kind of a white, well, it's white and starchy, and they grow it in East Arkansas.
Rice.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say it's big in China.
Yeah.
Do you know a term for cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey.
Or cheap liquor, of any kind.
Well, I can think of one.
You can probably think of a brand.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of rot gut?
Rot gut. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Rot gut whiskey.
how about illegal whiskey or liquor of some
moonshine.
Kind?
Moonshine.
Okay. Yeah.